Accept the landline message. Hey, what is the name of that thing? This is the using text to landline.
It's 8:25 p.m.
No, I cannot be bothered to buy an accurate clock. Hello, the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that is a good time for doing a couple of different things, including but not limited to, one, drinking some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we got the Dahong Pao going again today. 19:30 is also a good time for two, beginning the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. So that's what we're doing right now. We're beginning the Dubious Goals Committee. And aren't we happy and aren't we feeling all super dubious and everything today? Yeah, you know I am. So the first thing on our dubious agenda is to consult the numbers. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 382, number 478, number 479, number 486, number 495, number 498, number 503. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. Okay. So, what are we doing? Well, we got to drink a little bit more tea here first. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's delicious. The other thing. Ooh, teapot's making weird noises. Oh, it stopped. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the weather, my favorite thing to talk about of all time. It's a little bit cooler today. It's not, 100 degrees. It's not 95 degrees. I think right now it's only about 85 degrees, which is still intolerable, but at least maybe we'll be able to go to the store today, because that's the important thing. I need to go to the store and I need to buy a whole load of stuff. And a lot of it is, what's the word I'm looking for? Supplies? Supply food? I cannot think of the word that I'm trying to think of. But anyway, I gotta buy like three different kinds of vinegar. I need rice vinegar, red wine vinegar, pear vinegar, and maybe some balsamic vinegar. I need four different kinds of vinegar. I need some herbs and spices. I need some onions. I need a whole bunch of stuff. I've been making up a list. So it's going to be spend big money at the grocery store today, which I'm sort of not pleased about. But then again, gasoline is so cheap that my gasoline budget is just, crazy in the black. So I got to use some of that money to buy more foods. So that's pretty much what I'm doing today. I got to go to the grocery store, buy a bunch of stuff. I'm trying to think of what else on the list or what else I need to put on the list. Yeah. Alright, so that's plan A. And that will happen sometime after I finish doing this. What am I doing? Well, yeah. I'm doing the Dubious Goals Committee, of course. But, guess what's on TV? Maybe you can tell by the music here. And the sound of a Mechagodzilla launching. That should be enough for you to realize that I am obviously watching Terror of Mechagodzilla. It's great. And now my sinuses are a little bit weird. What's going on? Hey, what's that sound? Hear that warning sound? If you remember from last week, we learned that you need to have a ring modulator. That's right, to make that sound in case anybody wants to create the sound of, an alarm going off in some kind of Godzilla movie. That does happen sometimes. I guess we can punch this back out now. So, what else has been happening? Well, last night I was thinking about a couple of things, and the two things were dice related. So apparently this is going to be a Dice Day show again, so blah, blah, blah. I'm going to talk about all of this while I watch, you know, kaiju fight in the background. We got Gigantosaurus and Mechagodzilla now showing up in the city. I don't, it looks like a suburb of Tokyo. Maybe it's Kawasaki. I don't know. Maybe it's Saitama. I don't know. There's no map involved here. There's no way to tell. Godzilla's going to show up here in a few minutes after the commercial break and start kicking some ass. Right, so I was thinking about dice yesterday, and I was thinking about a cooler version of left, right, center, because one of the problems of left, right, center is why put chips in the center to begin with if the person who wins is just going to take them down? You know what I'm saying? What's the point? It's like, okay, you won all the chips. Oh, and plus you get these bonus chips that are in the middle. I'm thinking more along the lines of anybody should be able to win what's in the middle at any given time. So I'm thinking, oh, if there's one specific roll, and make it, you know, one of the triplets for maximum payoff odds-wise. You make it, okay, if you roll three centers, you know, you win the center pot or whatever. This is going to stretch a game out, and this does, of course, change the victory conditions. But the game will last longer, and it'll be a little bit more interesting since anyone now can win the jackpot in the middle. So while I was thinking about that, I was sitting here looking at the sets of left, right, center that I have, because I have purchased two from the dollar store because I can't pass them up at that price. Because it comes with the little 24 little tokens, the little chips, the tiny little, you know, 3/4 inch or 12-15 millimeter little miniature poker chips, which I should have bought in bulk when I had the chance from the store Mangelson's when I saw them there that one time. Maybe we should go back to see if they still got them. But anyway, as I was looking down at these, you know, I noticed I have this other pack of dice right here, which are sitting next to another pack of dice, which are sitting next to some bags of dice, which are sitting next to this giant tube of dice, which are sitting next to this deck of cards that are actually domino cards, but I digress, which are directly underneath the part of the table that holds all the dice tubes and the other dice bags. And there's a ridiculous amount of dice within an arm's reach. How many, you're asking? I'd have to count, but there's 60, 70, 75, 85, 90, 95, 100... 112, 118, we're going to call this 120, 130, shit, okay, there's 135, there's 140, and these are just the ones that I can see. Are there any hiding under any of this stuff? Well, I got distracted again. Stop getting distracted, Tobe. Try to stay focused. Anyway, I saw this pack of dice. These are cheap dice. 10 for a dollar in a little blister card. No brand name, no nothing. Just says Dice Game, and it's labeled... No, it says Game Dice. And it's labeled in French as well, for sale in Canada. Dice à jouer. And I started thinking, what could you do with those dice? What could you do with just some plain old boring dice? And then I had this idea for the dice to be the actual game pieces. Now, people have had this idea before. Using dice as game pieces in a game is not an original idea. But what I was thinking is, what if the die's orientation as a game piece indicated its characteristics? So, for example, whatever number is facing up could be, let's say, the movement, how far it can move in inches or squares if you're playing this on a big checkerboard. You know, imagine you, each player has 10 dice. You have this dice army, and you're playing on this checkerboard that, instead of being 8x8, is like 100x100, so it's on a big table or whatever. You could play this on graph paper. And maybe at the beginning you roll all your dice, and whatever number is face up is your movement. You can deploy your dice as you like, and then depending on which on which way the dice is pointing, that's some other attribute, like strength, or range, or damage, or whatever. And then you could go just about anywhere with this. And this makes for an interesting idea, and kind of balances out an army in the sense that, you know, if you roll some dice and it comes up six, and so that now your movement of that die is six squares, that means the one is buried, and that means that the orientation of that die, it means the numbers around the perimeter every 90 degrees are 4, 2, 5, and 3 going around, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get into dice chirality right now. And this makes for an interesting idea, because then depending on, it's like having a tank with different strengths of armor on different sides of the tank. See where I'm going with this? I was also thinking then, you know, if you get hit and take damage, you could take that into account by changing the face of the die. So if you're on six and you take a hit and your movement is reduced, you can flip the die over to five. But then that creates a new problem, because now you have the six on an adversarial face. So that then becomes range. And then why would that change? You know, so basically I was trying to think of a way to go about doing this without having to keep track of any records. All the record keeping in games is what's a drag. You know, that's why people love computer games. You don't have to keep track of anything. Computer does it for you. And I was kind of thinking, you know, with dice you could have games like this. And since you already have a counter that can count on your game board, you know, you don't have to write anything down. You can just manipulate the die to keep track of stuff. So, you know, what you actually do sort of depends on what the game is all about. So, you know, maybe you wouldn't necessarily have to have the dice take damage. Maybe if they get hit once, they're out. And then maybe you re-roll the die and bring it back into play from your home base or whatever. That would be a better way to do it, because then you wouldn't ruin the concept of different faces of the dice being strength or whatever in certain directions. But once again, this is all just an idea that I'm throwing around in my head. This is what I thought of at like 3:30 a.m. last night as I was trying to go to bed. This brilliant idea once again pops into my head right before I go to sleep, and I can't believe I remembered this idea once I woke up. It's a miracle. All right, so where are we with this Godzilla movie here? Oh yeah, okay. So, Mechagodzilla, oh, he's unleashing. Oh, listen to that destruction. He just came tromping into the city, started wrecking stuff. Just lets loose with some of his I-beam lasers, and the city's getting destroyed. It's not even funny. Oh, what will we do? Oh, the humanity. Kill it. What we need is a giant lizard. We need a giant lizard to come to this town to kick this giant robot lizard's ass. That's that's just good logic.
Just closing the last circuit.
Yeah, I gotta come back to this. Why? Because I love watching giant monsters fight. What's so hard about that to understand? So Godzilla's now, you know, running around, making lots of noise, because that's what he does. And he's headbutting this monster, and he's punching him. Oh, look at him go. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, look at that. That's Floyd Mayweather-style punch right there. Whammo. Somebody's about to get their ass kicked. You can tell just by the sound effects. Oh yeah, right into the building, which then explodes into electrical blue sparks. Godzilla roars. Yeah, he's got that evil eye. And he's looking at Mechagodzilla. Things are getting ominous now. Mechagodzilla thinks, oh, I can probably take him. He's only the original Godzilla. But then Godzilla just brushes off his little eye lasers there. Ha ha ha. Yeah, no effect. You're worthless, Mechagodzilla. Nobody even likes you. You're the dumbest kaiju ever because you're just a robot. Nobody likes robots. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Isaac Asimov?
Well, back in 1939, I began writing robot stories. And by the time I'd written 2 and 3, there was a pattern in these stories which John Campbell, the editor of Astounding Science Fiction and my literary father, pointed out to me. He said I was having my robots behave as though they were guided by 3 laws. The first law was that a robot couldn't hurt a human being, or through inaction allow a human being to come to harm. The second law was that a robot had to obey orders given it by human beings, provided that didn't conflict with the first law. And the third law was...
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we might party. How much? $15? $15 to Buku. I'm beginning to wonder if I should get some more juice at the store and some more bananas. Maybe I need to buy another banana. Buy some... What do you think, Uncle Grandfather?
Banana.
Yeah, I think I want some bananas too.
Banana.
I guess I could afford to buy some more fruit juice. And, you know, I might as well get some more sandwich stuff, because what am I going to eat today? I don't want to eat anything hot, because it's already hot outside. I'm not going to cook any food. I'm going to have to eat things that are cool and do not make me hot and are good for me with potassium, like bananas, because my leg is cramped up and I'm going to need to have a banana. And who knows, while I'm doing that, maybe I'll watch some Perfect Hair Forever, the greatest television show ever made, while I eat my banana drink.
Banana.
Get some banana.
Banana.
I like to eat.
Banana.
Yum. This is for health reasons. Banana. I need to have a banana.
Banana.
To get the potassium, I need to fix my leg. I need the banana. Or maybe I'm just not observing the right process. The transform process, any transformation process, we need to, not only do you need to get it right, we need to do so, we need to consult Quaffio.
Nice of you to join us, Mother Asshole.
Well, you're welcome.
Where have you been?
I've been around.
Time.
I've been hanging out.
Gallivanting?
Yes, I like to gallivant.
Black scarves with your boyfriend?
His name is Terry.
His name is Terry, baby.
Oh, whippy. Mother robot, transform into a telephone. That I'm a contact, Catman, at this place of business.
And I would just like to remind everyone that it doesn't have to make sense. You just have to fill up the time. So how are we going to fill up the time? Well, I don't know, maybe with a little bit of flavor crystals. So everybody needs flavor.
I can see the skyline.
plastic toy. Through those steps, I found another of the same species, different color. Look distances, I can't see the skyline.
Flavor Crystals by the Suburban Lawns. I do love flavor. I do love crystals. Some of my favorite foods are crystals. Well, you know, at least two of them, sugar and salt. Delicious. And it just occurred to me, I just had a weird, strange whim to look up one of my friends. I'm going to see if I have a friend with any, oh my goodness, and here it is. And here's even the song I want to hear. Oh my God. So yeah, we're going to do this and it's going to sound a little 80s, but this was, I think, 1990. I'm not sure. Doesn't matter. Let's get this going. Come on, baby, work for me. We're going to listen to a song by a personal friend of mine. This song is called Radium Lovers. And I always sort of liked this better when it was live because it was a little bit faster. But this is pretty good. You're going to think it's a little dated, perhaps, but let's give it a listen.
Without a dream, life inside a hole. Fantasies about his girlfriend and about
That sound you're hearing now? That's one of those plastic tubes that you whirl around your head. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like a vacuum cleaner hose. And you spin it around your head. It goes, woo, makes scary ghost noises. Yeah, my God, I haven't heard that song in a long time. That was Radium Lovers by Stephen Sheehan, a personal friend of mine. This is the guy who was also the vocalist for the group Digital Sex, which included Maureen Evans Hansen, which you hear on Anon Radio, just in regular rotation. And I'm wondering who played on that particular song, because when they did this song live, when Steve would do this song live, he would have the world back him up, which was the band called the Mousetrap. It's a different, you know, the long story and Wonder Maureen, but blah, blah, blah. But that recording, though, who recorded it, though? That sounded like John Tingle playing guitar, the Tingler, John Tingle, who was also in Digital Sex and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, maybe one of these days we'll do a show of music that's all my friends of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here, Anon Radio, blah, blah, blah. I don't think I have enough recordings of all the songs by all my friends. I don't know. I'll think of that. Maybe we'll do that sometime in the future. But as for now, I gotta go to the store, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.